Good morning. We continue with our Limud Mishnayos, Maseches Brachos. We're learning the last two Mishnayos in the Masechet today, Parak Tes. We are up to Mishnah Dalid. The end of the Mishnah yesterday, Mishnah Gimel, taught us the halacha that a person cannot be mispalel, a person cannot daven for something which has already passed. Something which is already determined, you cannot daven that it should be changed. The example of the Mishnah is, a person's wife is pregnant. He cannot then be mispalel that she should have a boy, because the gender of the child has already been determined at the time of the conception. Therefore, being mispalel, at that point, being mispalel, a couple of months into the pregnancy, is considered a tefillah shav, it is a tefillah in vain. Same thing is true if a person knows that a tragedy has already occurred, and he hears people screaming about it. A person should not be mispalel that the people screaming should not be his family members, because either they are his family members or they're not. The tefillah at this point cannot change whether or not they are his family members. Mishnah continues, Mishnah Dala Nichnas the Krach. Person enters into a city, Mispalel Shtayim. Person should be Mispalel two things. Achas Piknisaso, Yachas Piyitziyaso. So these are tefillos. A person is being Mispalel for the future. As he enters the city, he's being mispalel that everything should be okay in the city, and as he leaves, he's mispalel about his departure. But again, not about the past, but about the future. Benazi says, Arba shtayim b'knisaso v'shtayim b'yitziyaso, two tefillos as he walks in, two tefillos as he leaves. The two tefillos are are a tefillah that he should go in safely, everything should be fine. Then he gives thanks to Hashem for allowing him to enter safely and to have a comfortable settling in the city. The same thing when he leaves, he's mispalel that his trip out should be fine. He thanks Hashem for indeed providing him the safety. And a person can give thanks for the past. Obviously, thanks is for the past. The Mishnah basically just recaps the rules that person can always or should always give hodah, give thanks to Hashem for past activities, for past things that have happened, and he tzoik, a person's mispalel to Hashem to help him for the future. That is the proper way for a person to be mispalel. Mishnah hey, chayav adam levarach al ra, kishem shu mevarach al tov. A person needs to thank Hashem for what seems to be bad, just like he thanks Hashem for the tova. The reason for this is because a person ultimately never really knows what is good in the long run, what is bad in the long run. Obviously, this is not something that you ever tell somebody when he is suffering, when someone else is suffering. This quote has been quoted in the name of everybody from the Lubavitcher Rebbe to the Brisker Rav, to everybody in between, that there's one place where a person is allowed to be a kofer. A person's apikarsis is allowed to come out of him at the time that someone else is suffering. And when someone else is suffering, you don't ever tell somebody, you know what, it's good for you, it's going to be fine, it's the will of Hashem, it's kaparas avonos, that's never going to help anybody. As a matter of fact, it's quite rude to say that to somebody. But when a person is experiencing something on his own, the proper attitude a person should have at the time that a person is experiencing something which is bad, you should thank Hashem for the bad experience, because ultimately there must be some good which will come from it. And the pasuk from where we learn this is Shenemar, for it says, V'ahavta as Hashem l'kecha, a person should love Hashem your God, b'chol levavcha, with all your heart, b'chol nafshecha, and all your soul, b'chol ma'odecha, and with all your ma'od. We'll see the Mishnah is going to give us two pirushim and what that means. B'chol levavcha, with all your hearts, that means b'shnei yitzarecha, b'yitzar tov, b'yitzar hara. With your yitzar tov and yitzar hara, what this means is quite interesting, but ultimately the simple pshat means whether he's motivated by his Yetzer Hara or motivated by his Yetzer Tov, what he's doing, he should be able to love Hashem a little deeper. We could understand, we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago in the Chassidus Shir, that a person has the ability to accomplish through the Yetzer Hara. What the Yetzer Hara does to a person gives the person the ability to fight and to grow and to accomplish and to be big. And at the same time, we've mentioned the Gemara in the past that the Torah is only given to human beings because human beings have the struggles of human beings. It's not appropriate for angels, for Malachim, to have the Torah. And therefore, the fact that we have a Yetzer Hara is what gives us the ability to serve Hashem. So our Ava to Hashem comes through a Yetzer Hara and through a Yetzer Tov. Even if a person is losing his life, a person should still love Hashem. There's a famous story with Rabbi Akiva that he was losing his life. He was one of the Asara Harugi Malchus. He was put to death, and as they were coming off his skin, he was saying the Pasuk of Shema, and he told his Talmidim he finally had the ability to be Mekayim the Pasuk of V'yahavta Hashem Lekecha B'chol Nafshecha. Even though they were taking his life, he still was able to express his love for Hashem. V'chol Modecha, the first understanding of Modecha means B'chol Mamoncha, with all of your money. In other words, a person should give up his money for the love of Hashem. Davar acher b'chol modecha b'chol midah u'midah shumodet lach, with any measure that Hashem takes in his dealings with you. In other words, whether a person is being treated with midas harachamim or with midas hadin, a person should still love Hashem. Still avi modelo b'maod maod, a person should still love Hashem and thank Him. The Mishnah continues on to halachas of, we started with avas Hashem, and now in the year of Hashem. And Yira extends not only to Hashem, but to what the symbols of Hashem are. That's why it says, L'yakal adam es rosha keneged shahar mizrach, a person should not be lightheaded in front of the east shahar, which refers to the Harabayas. Shum achuvin keneged beis kachay kadashim, a person should make sure when he's standing in the place in front of the kachay kadashim, and this applies even today, a person should not have kalos rei, should not be lightheaded, should be a certain level of seriousness as he stands. The lo yikarnes la'arabayis v'vaklo, a person should not enter the arabayis with his staff, with his shoes, with pundaso, and his pouch where he keeps his money, u'ba'avak shal raglav, with dust that's on his feet, v'lo yasenu kapandaryo urukiko mikal v'chomer. A person should not make a shortcut through the arabayis, and a person should certainly not spit while he's on the Harabayis. These are all showing us ways where a person should show reverence for the Harabayis, which is the place where Hashem settles. Mishnah continues with the way that brachas were established. Kol chos mei brachas shav b'mikdash. Any brachas which were made in the base of mikdash, hayu omrim min ha'olam. They would add in to the bracha the words min ha'olam. So for example, a bracha would have, it'd say, Baruch atah Hashem alikei Yisrael min ha'olam. Min ha'olam, and then it would end off with the bracha. Mishal kilkul aminim, when the minim, when those who denied in the Torah Shabbat Peh came along, and they said, "V'amru ein olam el echad, there is only olam hazeh, there is no olam haba." Yiskinu sheyu omrim min olam v'yad olam, they added in the words min olam v'yad olam again to get people accustomed to acknowledging the two different olamos of olam hazeh and olam haba, the world to come. V'skinu, not only that, she adam shol shlom chaver b'shem. They also instituted that people, when they meet people, they should say hello to people with the name of Hashem, again, to get people to be accustomed to incorporating the name of Hashem into their daily lives, into their moment-to-moment interactions. Shenemar, for it says, v'ini boaz ba mi beis lechem, boaz came from beis lechem v'yom alakotz mi, he said to those who are harvesting, Hashem yimachem, he used the name of Hashem, he said, Hashem is with you, v'yomru, and they said to me, v'rechecho Hashem, again, they said, v'rechecho Hashem, Hashem should bless you, and again, they used the name of Hashem. V'omer, another place we find this is, by Gidon, it says, Hashem imcha, gibor chayel, Hashem is with you, gibor chayel, again, with the name of Hashem. V'omer al tavos ki zekana imecha. The Mishnah is pointing out that don't try to knock off the raya from Boaz, because we see that the pasuk says a person should not be mevaza, should not desecrate the forefathers, or not really the forefathers, the ancestry which refers to Boaz. V'omer eitz lasas Hashem mefer to harsecha. The Mishnah is giving a rationale to this because we know that a person is not supposed to mention the name of Hashem in vain. So why is it that they would be so lenient, so lax with this, we're allowing the name of Hashem to be mentioned every time a person says hello to somebody? The answer is because the pasuk says, "Eis lasos Hashem efer to harsecha," and Rabbi Nosson Omer efer to harsecha eis lasos Hashem. The pasuk means to say at times when the Torah is in jeopardy, chas v'shalom, or if there's an uprising of minim, of apikarsim, people who are denying in the Torah, it's important for us to sometimes put aside some of the stringencies that we have, or even to allow things to happen which we otherwise wouldn't have allowed, because that would ultimately bring to the strengthening and the chizuk of the Torah. Salik Maseches Brachos, Baruch Hashem, we were able to be inside Maseches Brachos, Mirtz Hashem, we will start tomorrow Maseches Peah. Have a wonderful day.